Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance checked in your home? Chris Moore does it for a $35 service call plus parts and labor, and he's an honest repairman. He won't fix something that doesn't need fixing. So call him for details at 523-5911. Put his number on your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need it. And the news brought to you by Niagara Lawn and Garden. Saunders Settlement at Military Road in the town of Niagara, now selling the newest models of Cub Cadet snowblowers. Rugged, reliable machines. When the snow plugs your driveway, you want it out of there. And so you want a Cub Cadet. See Mike at Niagara Lawn and Garden for all the details. Topping Wednesday's comprehensive news, an answer to the many calls we're receiving regarding the possibility of lead pipes leading to area houses, possibly contaminating the water. Rich Sirianni, the chairman of the water board, said at this time there is no immediate response that the homeowner has to take. Sirianni said the letters were just to inform homeowners that they may be affected, but just who should be concerned and what homes are affected are yet to be determined. He said the water board has up to 3 years to complete the study, and in the meantime, they're looking for the possibility of federal money to correct any of the problems they may find without passing the burden on to the users. Sirianni said there is a number on the letters that were sent out, and if you call it, you will be directed to where you can find frequent questions and answers about the pipes in question. And according to Chairman Sirianni, about 17,000 letters were sent out to area residents regarding the situation, just to make them aware of the possible lead contamination problem. But again, at this time, he said, there is no immediate action that has to be taken by the homeowners, and further investigation by the water board is ongoing at this time. At 82nd and Niagara Falls Boulevard, police responded to a driver stopped in the driver's lane who was slumped over the wheel of her vehicle. Police said the operator behind the wheel was unresponsive and turning blue when they arrived. They had to smash a window on the vehicle to get inside, and once they got in, they said they could hardly wake up the driver, who was having problems breathing. Police then administered Narcan to the victim, who seemed to start waking up. She was identified as 34-year-old Savannah Chico of 93rd Street, who was allegedly in and out of consciousness, but at one point, she did tell authorities that she thought she had bought $20 worth of cocaine, but now was unsure of what it was. Chico was taken to the medical center to be evaluated and ended up being charged with driving while under the influence of drugs, aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, and for stopping her car in the middle of the roadway. Police said a straw frequently used to ingest drugs was found in the vehicle, along with a number of unidentified pills. Sheriff deputies say an area woman was charged with petty larceny after she reportedly went through the Walmart store on Military Road yesterday and allegedly switched some tags on some items and then failed to ring up some other items at the self-checkout line. Stopped as she attempted to leave the store was Debbie Morrissey, who was arrested by deputies and issued an appearance ticket in the case. She'll now answer to the charge in city court. At the Quality Gas Pumps on Transit Road in Lockport, a driver there pulled up to the pump, put about $41 worth of gas in his car, then left the area without paying for it. Deputies were called and a license plate on the car was traced to the driver. However, when they got to the home, the driver wasn't there. But the driver's mother confirmed that her son had the vehicle and she contacted him and asked him about not paying for the gas. He reportedly said that he had a bad day and had forgotten his wallet. The driver's mother then went to the station and paid for the gas. Authorities at the station said they were not going to press charges in the case. In her last report, the mother said her son was on the way back to the gas station to explain what happened and to apologize to the attendant. Here's today's shoplifting report from Marshalls on Military Road. Another arrest made by store security there. Charges of petty larceny at the store was lodged against 51-year-old Tawana Webb of Hamilton, Ontario. She allegedly concealed a number of items in a reusable bag, then tried to leave without paying for them. She was issued an appearance ticket in the case and will appear in city court next month. City police checking a parking lot at the apartments on Crawl Parkway may have found a drop-off point for car thieves who may live in the area. While checking the lot at 83rd and Crawl Parkway, two stolen cars were reported found there, a 2019 Kia and a 2019 Hyundai. Both had their rear windows smashed out, both steering columns and ignitions tampered with, but no suspects could be found in the area. Detectives are looking into those discoveries and are checking video around those lots. And City of North Tonawanda Police Chief Keith Glass announced that in an effort to hold individuals accountable, he's pleased to say that a number of recent crimes in the city have been solved and the individuals responsible, all juveniles, have been charged and are being processed in juvenile courts. Chief Glass said on October 2nd, an individual on an ATV tore up the greens, fairways, and tee boxes at the Deerwood Golf Course, causing thousands of dollars worth of damage. On October 27th, juveniles damaged several Halloween decorations throughout the city, again causing heavy damage in the thousands. And on November 10th, an elderly man was assaulted at the McDonald's in NT, with a 14 and 16-year-old now apprehended and charged in the case. Chief Glass says where damage was done, restitution is being made, and the two juveniles involved in the assault have been charged with second-degree assault and referred to juvenile court. Chief Glass added that he would like to thank the community for their help in leading to the individuals involved, and he said his department will continue to be vigilant to ensure the safety of the community. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical Pharmacy in the Falls, two locally owned pharmacies that want you to feel like a valued customer, because to them, you are. For details, or to switch your prescriptions over to them, call them. Call them and they'll do all the work. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy, locally owned and operated, and they show it. Don't forget, we update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. And our news is real, factual, and usually first here on Niagara Radio. And you can hear it anytime you want just by clicking our local news tab. If you have a friend interested in local news, tell them about our news service. They'll be glad you did. I'm Sal Panessa.